Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
Welcome. It's good to be here with you, and it is already Tuesday. Tuesday, yet another week has gone by, and I'm always so busy, and I love being turned on all the time. I don't know about you, but I just love being turned on. It feels so good. There's no feeling like it. What makes you feel really good? Why? Why does it make you feel really good? What is that in the why? Do you love the release that comes when you escape life with someone you love? Do you love those feelings? Feeling good right now? Not tomorrow, but right now? Feeling good, it's something that we search for our whole lives. So we love being turned on, because when we're turned on, when we have those feelings of being turned on, exhilaration, exuberance for life, that happiness in life, there's just nothing like it. And no one can really give it to us but ourselves, but we're searching somewhere else for that feeling. What is that feeling that we want, and how do we get that feeling? So if you're like me, you love the release that comes when you escape life as it is, right now. Whatever you're doing right now that you may not enjoy. Of course we love feeling good, void of stress. Oh, there's a word for you. Nobody likes stress. But we're put under stress when we turn over power to someone else for something we want in life. What is it that we want? We want that great feeling of being turned on, that happiness. We don't want any alarms going off. We want happiness in life. So makes that time so special when you do escape life with someone else, when you step away from this boring life that you're in every day, right? I take it that your life is probably boring. Most people's life is boring. And they're looking for those moments of pleasure, those celebration moments when they can get turned on, when they can feel better. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing that we just want to feel good in life, that we wanted to do something that would make us feel good, and if by chance what we created made somebody feel good, have a usefulness to it, it was even better because we could celebrate that value that we were through our creation with someone else. And we love that feeling of being turned on. And that time is so special. So why can't it lasts forever? Why can't that time, that celebration time, those limited times of celebration, why can't they last forever? Could they? Perhaps they could. There's a possibility they could. What would it take? What would it take to feel exuberant every day, happy every day? It simply takes using the power that you possess, that awesome, amazing mind, that double barrel brain, as I call it, the creative right and the logical left, and put them together. There is no fight. There's loving going on. There's a whole lot of loving going on. That's right. It could last forever if each one of you in a relationship wasn't tethered to each other in what you do to feel good. You would simply come together and you would celebrate those feelings. You would celebrate them together. How exciting is that? If you're tethered to someone you love in the creation of values, one or the other relies upon the other. And that's not a good place to be. That's that codependence that when we were children, we longed to escape. We longed to escape to those moments when we were doing something all by ourselves, and we were turned on by what we did, and we felt so happy. Our smiles were a mile wide, as they would say, because we did it ourselves. We turned ourselves on through our own value creations, and no one had a hand in them. No one. There was no higher power that was making you do it. You were playing with what you had in front of you, and you made something more out of it. Do you remember that? This is the power we have to create. And how we use that power turns us on, and it will make someone else be more turned on by us too. That time together, special time that you might have had when you first met someone, it can last forever so long as each one of you is creating something of value and you have the whole enchilada, so to speak, thing you need to do. Everything. Every single thing. That's right, everything. You don't turn loose of it. I got a really crappy pen in front of me. I was trying to write something down while I talked to you. Well, Rainbow International, whoever you are, you're going away. Trash. You don't work. Why do we keep pens that don't work? Because they maybe did and then they dried up? I don't know. Nobody wants to be void of the liquid in life that brings you sunshine and that liquid in life creation. And if you're working with someone else, if you are lording over that person, if you're the one that tells them what to do or has an expectation on them, you're a ruling class and no one likes you. No one likes to be told what to do. We escaped for those moments of happiness when we were turned on all by ourselves. And if we had a buddy who was the same way, man, we were the best of friends. We got together and we talked about what we created and we were proud of each other and we supported each other. And sometimes we were a little jealous because he or she created something more cool than we did. But we didn't go to the point of envy where we would hurt our best friend. Hurt the person that created what we could use, that would be stupid. Really stupid. And you know that society functions in that stupid manner? And I'm going to call it out that way. We function in a really stupid manner, expecting governments to provide the things that we provide. We create, we produce them. And they take from them and they give them to the less fortunate. There's no less fortunate out there. We all have this power that I just spoke about, that double barrel brain. The creative right, the logical left, put them together. You can create whatever you really set your mind into. We have to dump this madness that we have. This belief that's all about the money? No, it's not. It's about creativity. It's about creating something that's of value. And yes, then you can make money doing it. Going out and buying things will not give you the happiness that creating things can bring to your life. Can't even come close. Those special times you want to last forever, to come because each one of you is of value to the relationship, and you see it and you can reward it. You can reward good behavior. Just like with children, we can reward their good behavior. Yeah, that's right. We can live like this forever. We can live in that release that comes when you escape life to create something for yourself. You can live in that every day. We're all alike in one way. We mate like primates. We mate. We mate. We can bear children. Not everyone can. And it doesn't matter. But we have that urge to nest in. But what can we do differently since we have the ability to think and act rather than just perform as in to birth and raise children? What can we do differently? We can shape our lives. We're unlike all other, completely unlike them. That's right, we're unlike them. It's exciting to think that we have all this power and it's not being tapped. And it gets me turned on to think that soon we will be tapping that. Because we've seen evidence of it for thousands of years. Even the first primitive ancestors, yours and mine, we had them. You're here today somewhere. You realize if you read the Genome Project that we all came from one place, so we need to just kind of get over this separation that's needed by men and women to divide us by politics and religion. We need to get over that so that we have prosperity, so that we have health, and so that we each have personal safety and none of this warring that's gone on because people created labels themselves. It was not done by whomever the creator might have been. We can be grateful to a creator for having created the original origin, organic, life matter, wonderful stuff. I get turned on when I think about this, when I think about how we all came from one place and everything we live under is just an illusion of control. And I have a beautiful, beautiful, actually, it's a watercolor. And I bought it in Seattle, Washington, probably the year 2001 or two. Done by an incredible artist. I love his stuff. It's called The Illusion of Control. It was a few years after my divorce of being with a guy for 20-some years. And he made the most incredible, they're like storybook characters. What's he call it? I can't think what he calls them. But imagine an umbrella upside down, right? You can see it, the point that's usually on the top is upside down. And imagine a little being drawn sitting inside of there with one hand wrapped around the handle. But again, the umbrella is upside down instead of protecting from the rain in another fashion. And the saying, the caption that goes with this beautiful color, watercolor. You know what? If you hold on to the handle, she said, it's easier to maintain the illusion of control. But it's more fun if you just let the wind carry you. Let the winds of change carry you. That's how I felt about that. When I saw it, it was like, oh my gosh, the struggles with children coming into themselves, the struggle of the divorce, the struggles, and the excitement of a new business that I'd opened, And I was so willing at that point in my life to let go of that need to control others, to gain control for myself. I just had to have that. It was so cool. So cool. So, you know, when you realize the power that you've possessed has always been with you and that others have it too, you no longer look to the illusions of control that humans have created, such as religions and politics. And you get in touch with your nature and your organicness. And you realize that everyone else has the same power, and you have expectations on yourself to be all that you can be, not because of the military. Are you kidding me? Those are the illusions of control, needing the military to support their fakeness, their wrongness. We all came from one place. And we can be turned on all the time. We can feel exhilarated every day. You know, you can become the person you're meant to be. That's the value creator. You loved doing it as a child. It made you feel so good. Deep down inside, you had the most happy feelings as you created something that was of value to you to make you go to a higher level of knowing, awareness, consciousness. Yes, you felt good. You played with other little children that were doing the same thing. You had no reason to be against each other. You were for each other as you were gaining in knowledge, and you could share your knowledge, you could integrate together, you could interact together, and you had more in your playtime. You can still have that. You can become the person you're meant to be by clinging to the creator that's within you. It doesn't come from anywhere else. It's within you. You don't have to turn over that power to anyone else. That's fake power that they have. They can't even keep it unless you give it to them, and it hurts. And you can watch them fall when you're no longer there to be their support structure. And they watch you fall when they no longer are your support structure. This codependency is whack. We can each become the person we're meant to be. And we can live a life we're meant to live. That's value creation every single day of our life, to feel happiness, to create more values that are of value to self and to others, and the world is great, and it goes around and around in peace, in health, and in wealth for everyone. And you have those awesome feelings of exhilaration as you realize where the false power lies through their lies. We do not need the illusions of politics and religion, for they only survive because we give them our power. We create values in our lives, and through those values we create and produce. You may be the creator of them, and you may be one who just works as a producer within those value creations to earn your living. Yet we have those who take their living. They take from us to get paid. They don't create any real value. And as that number of people in that trap grow, the rest of us will suffer more and more, to poverty, to sickness, to lousy education, to war, to crime, to terrorism. Because do you know that terrorism and crime go down in a good economy? And the only way you have a good economy is by more business. You can't have government holding back business and expect life to be good. You just can't. You can't hold someone else back and expect life to be good with them. They'll eventually rebel. They will leave your side, and it will be over. You cannot control someone through power over their mind or their body, for it will not last forever, and you will not have love. You will not be turned on. They will not be turned on. You will not have a wonderful time together. You see, I love being turned on all the time because I realize we're like all the other animals as far as mating, but that we can do something differently since we have the ability to think and act rather than just perform, as in birthing and raising children. If that's what you love to do, birth and raise children, that's a beautiful thing too. But it isn't the only calling for we human beings. It's not. We are different than the other animals. And we can let go of that illusion of control and those illusions created because men and women wanted power over other people and they had to distress us. They stressed us. We had distressed situations and we still do because those people can only maintain their illusion of control. Look at the bitching that's going on over this ridiculous election. Why would we be electing people to lord over us in America? Seriously? People still come to America to escape that kind of life? And we foolish Americans are out there being part of protests, being paid to be protesters. We could be creating great values for ourselves. We could end that power over our creations. But instead, we're out there supporting it. Any of it? Seriously, it's really kind of sad. It troubles me to think that we gained this power of consciousness 3,000 years ago when one man cut down a tree that two men used to go pee on every morning. He cut it down and started making things out of it. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. You got it? I call it my caveman story. I have a lot of fun when I teach people. We have a great time. I only do little bits and pieces here, but when I get together and I'm getting paid to teach, I have a blast at it. I do. I can give a lecture-style presentation where people learn and they get it, they grasp it. It's like getting a hold of something and having fun with it. Yep, that's right. You saw it. I gave you a picture, didn't I? Other species don't keep the baby in the crib with them very long, do they? What about the little bird? Have you ever watched a mama kick her baby bird out of the nest? It may seem like it's cruel, but there's only one way the baby bird's going to learn to fly, and that's to try. We need to try to fly away from the people that we consider to be our protectors who aren't. The people who have to perpetuate lies based on control of the people to even have any power. Their power is fake. It's not real. You become a creator and you will realize that other people around you who are not doing it, they have zero power. They have no base for happiness. You've got to have a base for happiness. It comes through creativity. Amazing stuff, I tell you. Amazing. Other species don't keep the baby in the crib their whole life. We're in a crib. We're in the crib of government, politics, religion, government. Here, we'll give you a better life right here and now. We'll give you a place to live and some food to eat. You got to sign up for this. We got to sign on to something. And then we have religions. You know what? You're going to have a better afterlife, so you better sign up with us too. We'll take care of you from cradle to death. Take care of you, all right. Put you in a trap. The top trap that they need because they have to have poverty. That is not living the life you expected to live. You're going to grow up and become somebody special, create something of value, and become wealthy. And you want to share that with anyone and everyone, the rich people, the poor people, everyone in your neighborhood. You didn't care. You loved them all. Little kids do not separate people through class warfare. They don't know someone else's religion. They don't care about it. They will play with any child. They don't care about their color. They don't care about their gender. They just want someone to play with, create values together with. There were so many ways to create values for ourselves and for others when we were little. There still is. Don't give up on it. Give up the control that's on you and get into control. I'll be in Tampa, Florida over the New Year's holiday. I have a blast when I get together with friends, wanting to learn more about this amazing power that they possess. wanting to play at life too, we have a great time. I don't hold anyone back from doing anything they want to do that's not going to be a force on someone else. That's the kind of leader you need to be. That's the kind of person you need to be. Do what would make you feel good but never harm someone else. It's enough. And when we live that way in an entire nation, we would be so wealthy. We would be happy. We would be healthy. We would be at peace. We will never have that because for thousands of years there's been a ruling class that continues to ride on the top of society because we think we need them, but we don't. Yes, one man cut down a tree that they used to pee on in the morning. And it shocked the second one, who was like, dude, what happened to the tree? And he went back inside not knowing what to do. He had no place to pee anymore. He went back out later. And the other dude was whittling on it. Piddling, he was whittling. You see, I have lots of fun. I make everything light, fun, breezy. Join me in Tampa. You can go to gobeyond.club. Gobeyond.club. It's only $125 to get in for 3 days of play with me and others who like to have fun and create values, who know that as we get more and more people doing this, we will escape the power of the illusions of control in our lives. It's much more fun to ride in the umbrella than to be carried away by the illusions of life. Other species don't keep the baby in the crib with them for very long, but we stick our children in the traps that we were taught to accept. What freedom do we have that we can use to be turned on all the time? That was creativity. Keep doing it. Don't stop it. If you're looking to feel good and to feel good all the time, you can make a simple change, that is to do the creativity that will set you apart from any lover your partner might go follow. Are you willing to do something different to be turned on all the time? We'll see. I can help you track your progress, even learn to climb the ladder. Come and join me. The search is over. We'll see you tomorrow back here, man. Time to roll on and play some more. Thank you for being with me. Oh, yeah. Every day people make all these things happen. Not your ruling class. A little full of bulls. Political bulls. And religious bulls. Made up of bulls. Not collectible. Just people.